and how to grow diligently.
好，让我一起来攻读今天早上的经文。
Read the Bible verses.
彼得后书一章四到十一节。
Second Peter 1:4-11.
好，如果你翻到的话，我们可以一起来攻读。
Okay, read in your own language, please.
好，预备，请。因此，
那
将又宝贵又与神的性情有份。正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤。有了信心，又要加上德行；有了德行，又要加上知识；有了知识，又要加上节制；有了节制，又要加上忍耐；有了忍耐，又要加上敬虔；有了敬虔，又要加上爱弟兄的心；有了爱弟兄的心，又要加上爱众人的心。你们若充充足足有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上，不至于闲懒，不结果子了。人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。所以弟兄们，应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就不永不失脚，这样必叫你们丰丰富富得以进入我们神主救主耶稣基督永远的国。好，我们就读到这里。今天早上我们会有一些的不一样，就是我们的翻译我们试着用一段，然后呢他再翻译一段，你们觉得这样可以试看看我们这样效果会不会比较好。
Try something new this year in regards to translation.
This time, only this time.
Only this time, okay. Something, we'll try it, okay.
然后
for my sake.
对，所以等一下我会先讲完一整段之后，然后他会有，因为他都有我的稿子，会他试看这样方法会不会大家会听得比较顺畅，可以吗？大概五个人可以。好，我们大声讲阿们，好不好？
阿们。
好，我们试看看。好，这卷书罗马后对不起，这个彼得后书是彼得在罗马为主殉道之前所写的最后一卷书信，而主要是写给当时已经信主，但是却因为逼迫而四散的信徒，来激发这些信徒，使他们在真道上坚定不移，并且在知识、在恩典上都有长进。好，因为有假师父出现，引诱信徒离弃真道，使败坏他们的信心。所以关于基督再来的应许以及将来审判的道理也将会受到异端的讥笑和搅乱，所以彼得在这时候他就写这个信来警告信徒，务要坚守真理，谨防异端的危害，教会才能够继续兴旺的发展。然而在面对这个挑战的当中呢，彼得知道最重要也是最根本的方法的解决方法呢，并不是只是单单的来消极的来防备抵挡，而是积极的来成长来茁壮。所以对我们来讲，我们教会也是需要这样的一个积极的一个成长的机会。所以彼得他苦劝当时的教会在灵命上要追求长进，唯有健康成长之后才能够站立的稳，可以抵挡仇敌破坏教会的工作。所以从第一章开始，从彼得从第一章开始就语重心长的劝勉当时的信徒，除了在知识上对于真理追求上要有所长进，也要在德性敬虔生活上要有所改变。
Okay, so I use kind of summary form for as I just said. The second book of Peter was the last book written by Peter before he was a martyr in Rome. The target readers the scattered believer who are scattered around and who are facing big challenge, mainly the false teaching. So the book of Second Peter, the main purpose is one is to stimulate their faith, and secondly is to show them how to face the false teaching. And thirdly is to keep a close watch on the truth, especially the truth regarding the return of the law.
好，我们来想象，其实今
啊，那样。Peter knows very well that the most effective way to combat the false teaching is not by putting up a very passive defense, but counterattack by growing a very strong and healthy church. So from the very beginning of the book, Peter exhort the Christians to grow spiritually, but also they should manifest some action, external action, to show their faith. So both the faith and the action should be pursued effectively, and the changes, evidence of changes, should be there.
好，我们来仔细想一想，这跟今天我们在北美华人教会的光景还蛮相似的哦。虽然我们没有受到信仰的逼迫，但是我们好像是散居，华人散居在北美各地，跟当时的信徒好像也是如此哦。然后我们也面对异端的搅扰或是威胁，也是与日俱增的哦。还有撒旦借着道德的沦丧，同性恋的张狂，这个家庭婚姻的破裂，在华人社区当中也越来越普及，甚至也渐渐危害着教会。我们可以看见仇敌破坏教会的工作何等的强烈。然而我们如果是消极的，只是抵挡防御，这是不够的。我们倒不如积极的，特别是我们作为基督徒，特别积极的成长，这才是实际的。尤其我们能够重新得力，我们就是目标，首要目标就是要能够继续成长。那重点是我们要怎么样才能够积极成长呢？从刚才我们所读的这段经文当中，有一个字非常特别，而且重复出现。你们猜哪一个字？
It's a word that has repeatedly. It's a very important word. Do you know which one it is? From the verse we just read. One word keep repeating itself.
你们都忘了，读一次就过目就忘了。
Yeah.
又要加上
add to,
又要加上
add to,
其实 不是这字，因为原文没有这几个字，等一下我会解释。但是有一个字一直连续出现的，是殷勤，从格外的努力付出，就是格外的努力付出，从分外的殷勤，第五节到更加殷勤，这个过程呢，就是其实就是成长嘛。然后呢，那
我
都
还Let me just translate what he has already said.
Okay.
Then we're going to revert to the regular pattern. I don't think it's working. Anyway, okay, 好. Something new, you never know. Okay, so Peter, so trying to think of it, isn't the church in the North America just like the church back then? Even though we're not being persecuted for our faith, but the impact of false teaching such that church has, in the North America is facing more challenges and more dangers. Through the corruption of the family, the increasing influence of homosexualities, and through the corruption of the morality, and we see Satan is doing a very effective way of attacking the church. Robustly, if we only put a very weak defense. After restoration, the primary goal for the church is to grow strongly. So, Pastor just mentioned there's a very important word that has been repeated itself, and which somebody said is add to. And Pastor said, no, the add to words was added on later. The original Bible verse does not have that.
So, 你可能会问说，殷勤这个字，殷勤不是个人努力，殷勤本身跟成长有关吗？
Okay, so the key word is diligence. So what does it mean, diligent? Is that important to growth?
我们从保罗他提醒提摩太的一段经文来看，其实殷勤跟成长是息息相关的。
So is there a correlation between growth and the diligence? From the First Timothy 4:15, what Paul said to Timothy, we know there is a correlation of the two.
因为当他殷勤去完成所交付的任务使命，别人就可以看出他的成长。
So the Paul reminded Timothy to diligently accomplish his task, and people can see his growth.
好，让我们一起来攻读提摩太前书四章十五节。
Timothy 4:15. diligent in this matters.
Keep yourself holy to them so that everyone may see your progress. 好，既然殷勤与成长息息相关，让我们要如何来学习殷勤的成长呢？
So since there's two has a correlationship, so how can we grow diligent?
好，接下来我们要从我们刚所读的经文，看见彼得对当时教会要殷勤成长的这个提醒，也成为我们的提醒。
From the Bible verse we used this morning, we can tell how we accomplish that.
第一个是殷勤成长的理由，我们一起来读第四节到第五节。
We read verse 4 and 5, that's the reason of growing diligent.
好，预备，请。因此，
Hereby given unto us exceeding great.
记住，我们叫我们脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤。好，第一个是原因，是因为神已经赐下宝贵有极大的应许。
So the reason for growing diligently, number one reason is because God has given us exceeding great and precious promises.
这个宝贵又极大的应许是什么呢？
What are those great and precious?
简单的说，就是我们从一个该灭亡的罪人得蒙恩典救赎，可以生命得改变更新，能够战胜仇敌啊，并且拥有永生的确据。
So simply put, because we turn from a sinner who should have been perished, but we are saved. And we have renewed life, and we are able to defeat the enemies, and we also have the assurance of eternal life.
但问题是我们常常没有把这样的应许看成一个又宝贵又极大的。如果是的话，我们应该是恨不得昭告天下，让所有的人都看见都知道，而来羡慕我们才对啊。
Promise is we probably don't take those promises as great and precious. If we do, we will hardly wait to shout to the whole world to let them know how precious and great they are.
我记得我小学上学的时候，我的那个老师啊，上课的时候啊，他这个准备要结婚了，然后呢，他就让各位同学好。各位同学好，因为他拿到一个戒指，他准备要结婚了，哇，巴不得全这个连我们这些小朋友也都让他怎么老是手一直抖。各位同学好，你们有没有注意到什么特别的？巴不得全世界都知道他快要结婚了。
No diamond rings, you know this. Okay. Anyway, when I was an elementary student, I remember the teacher. One teacher, she just got engaged and is about to get married. And during the class, she held up her finger and showing everybody saying.Everyone, please look at my finger. Did you see anything? Bling, bling, bling. Oh, got a big diamond ring there. So I'm getting married. Got this diamond ring. She couldn't wait to show off her diamond ring.
倘若你没有穿过什么名牌衣服，突然有人送你一件很高贵、很非常的昂贵的，就是名牌的衣服，你也巴不得让人家知道，看到你穿到身上就是不一样。
If you never had a chance of wearing brand name clothing, if somebody give you a set of brand name clothes, would you be heartily, would you be so anxious to show off?
我二十多年前来美国的时候，到一个二手店叫 Goodwill 哈，到现在我也很喜欢去那种店啊，只是这边的 Goodwill 没有俄亥俄州好。我第一次买到一件外套，其实我也没有看那牌子，就是可以试合而已。然后呢，我就买了。那就参加一个宴会，大家都在俄亥俄州很冷，所以在外面都穿外套。可是到人家家里都把外套就是都放在外面，大家都可以看见谁的外套。
Okay, I remember one time my first account that wear just called brand name clothing is when I went to the Salvation kind of army store. I found a brand name jacket. I bought it and I went to a party where everybody hung up their coat so everybody can see who wore what.
其实我不晓得那是名牌，我只是两块钱买的。然后呢就有一个同学呢就很大声的说，哎，那件外套是谁的？我以为我的外套压到他的外套还是怎么样，要挪一下。他说他在找这个店，要开很五个小时到芝加哥才买得到，这个一件外套要2000多块，我是两块钱买的。他说2000多块。
So, all of a sudden somebody shouted, said, whose coat is this? And, well, That's my coat. I bought it for $2 in the Salvation Army store. But then this guy kid stopped to babbling about this, how expensive it is, that he had to drive like 5 hours to Chicago to get one, which cost him like $2,000-some. But I got it for $2. I don't even realize it's a, such a well-known brand name jacket.
他不讲还好。 那一讲之后，我以后穿的那个的时候，走路就特别有神。
Yeah. From now on, after learn about how expensive it is, so every time when I wear it, I feel like I'm on the wheel of the wind.
我倒不是崇尚名牌，而是说人家要开5个小时是去芝加哥，花2000块买，我2块钱就可以穿着在身上啊，多棒啊，多威风。What
makes you feel great about jacket is not because how expensive it is. I feel great because for this, somebody has to drive all the way 5 hours and spend $2,000. And I got it for $2 at the neighborhood Salvation Army. That's what makes me feel great.
Yeah, 我也不是在替这个二手店打广告，希望大家都去那里买，而是当我们可以经历到我们有得到这么宝贵的东西，我们都乐于与人分享。
So I'm not doing a commercial for the Salvation Army kind of store, but I just want you to know, whenever we get something great, precious, we want people to know, right?
因为这是很宝贵，有极大的应许，不是吗？
So especially when you get this great and precious promise, what should be your reaction?
但对于基督徒而言，很可惜的是，常常许多人活出来的生命，好像是躲躲藏藏，好像害羞见不得人的，有些场合甚至都不敢承认自己是基督徒。你看怎么会这么样呢？
Ironically, it's kind of sad that sometimes Christians tend to shy away from the spotlight. It's sometimes we even not bold enough that to admit that we're Christians. Why so?
其实在于我们如何看待这又宝贵又极大的应许。
It all boils down how we view those promises, how precious, how great. We regard those promises.
既然这个应许是又宝贵又极大，那我们是否要能够来珍惜神的这个应许，而不是去追求一些应许之外的这些事物呢？
So if they are so great, so precious, shouldn't we highly regard them instead of pursuing something outside of those promises?
第二个原因是人能够脱离世上情欲败坏。
Secondly is because man can escape the corruption through lust in the world.
第四节接下来说，叫我们可以脱离世上从情欲来的败坏。
So it says verse 4 says we can escape the corruption in this world.
因为这个认知呢非常重要。
It's very important to realize this.
你要知道原来人是无法靠自己脱离世上 从情欲来的败坏。
So for man on his own, it's very hard to escape the corruption and the lust from the world.
那你就能够体验出神的大能是何等的宝贵，能够帮助我们。于是我们就能够激励我们要继续的殷勤成长，使我们不要再走回头路。
So if you can escape all this through the power of the God, then you know how great, how precious they are.
我过去认识一位戒毒的朋友。
I know of a brother who has kicked the habit of drug.
当他分享说他过去如何靠自己的意志力来克服，不再去吸食毒品，但是都失败了。
He testified that he has tried to kick the habit through all means, but all failed.
他也尝试用不同的药物来帮助自己脱离毒品的捆绑，可是仍然没有办法。
Medical means to try to kick the habit.
最后，他经历神的大能，使他脱离真正完全脱离毒品。
Only by the power of the God, when he relied on God's power, that he was able to quit the drug.
今天我们虽然没有吸毒，但是其实我们也有从网络游戏、色情、生活享乐等等这些，凡是。 肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，这些来自世上的败坏，我告诉你，天天都在向我们招手啊。So
we may not be addicted to drugs, but we are also facing all kinds of temptations, such as online games, or all those worldly pleasure, the so-called lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of this life, they all beckoning to us every single day.
如果没有的神的保守来救你脱离，那你真的靠自己能招架得住吗？
So do you think you'll be withstanding those temptations without God's help, God's power?
其实今天我们可以常常看见报章杂志网络都会有一些的新闻告诉我们说某某教会领袖跌倒了。
We see too often the news about how a great church leader fall.
但是在你去指责他们之前，你应该先庆幸自己没有软弱跌倒，因为这不是你的道德修养好，或是你意志力够坚强。因为若不是神的恩典保守，你我都可能会沦陷的。
Point out the finger accusing them. You have to use the other finger to point at itself, thinking that it's without God's mercy and grace, we would not be standing. We could be fallen angels just like them.
所以因这个缘故，我们能够不殷勤成长吗？
So for this alone, can we not grow diligently?
最后一个原因是人得以与上帝的性情有份。
Okay, another reason men can be partakers of the divine nature.
第四节说得以与神的性情有份，神的性情，神是那样的伟大圣洁，人是那样的污秽败坏，怎么可能与神的性情有份呢？
So you may want to ask, how can a corrupted, sinful man have any part in God's divine nature?
原来我们人是按着神完美的形象所造的，却因为犯罪之后就失去了原本那美好的形象。
Man was originally created in the image of God's perfect image, but when we fall, we become a sinner.
然而，当神拯救我们之后，我们可以成为新造的人，生命就可以渐渐的更新。恢复神当初造我们的形象，这就是与神的性情有份。
When we become a new creation in Jesus Christ, our image is restored. Therefore, through this new life, we can have part in God's divine nature again.
在以弗所书四章二十一到二十四节有这样记载。
Ephesians 4:21-24.
让我们一起来攻读，好不好？预备，请。
When you heard about Christ and the word taught in
him, 身体就要脱去你们过去行的旧人，就旧人是因势力的迷惑渐渐变坏的，要将你们心智改换一新，并且装到新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。我们看见没有？就是我们可以慢慢恢复，得以与神的性情、神的形象慢慢的恢复过来。
Changed and being restored, so we can have a part of God's nature again.
在北美有许多的华人，他们认领中国小孩。
So in this state, many people adopt children from China.
我在这边很少看见，可能大部分都是在中国圈子。但在中西部，就有很多白人，他因为认领中国孩子，所以就是把他们的孩子送到我们的教会来。我过去侍奉的教会。
Not as often as here in this state, but in the Midwest, I often see many white couple who adopt orphans kids from China, and they would send the kids to Chinese church.
我其中认识一个从中国农村来的孩子，他原本出生的时候心脏有病，然后差点没命。是一个弃婴，幸好被送到孤儿院收养，后来就被这一对夫妇认领，把他们带来美国，成为他们一家的一员。
I know of this girl who was adopted by American couple. She was given up by her parents who are from the rural village in China, and because she has this heart problem, so she was given up by her parents.
那这对家庭呢，把她接来美国之后，用心栽培他，把他治病啊，然后这个给他接受高等教育。后来长大之后，不但进入一流的大学，毕业之后也顺利找到一份很棒的工作。更重要的是， 他生命流露出一种很高贵的气质，因为在这个有文化的有教养的一个家庭长大，他的命运有这么大的改变。
So this girl who was adopted by the American couple, they offer her a very good life, well educated, well mannered, and went to a very well known college, and who had no problem getting a very good job offering. So she's a well mannered, well grown lady.
那当她长大之后，她想要回去她以前出生的农村去看看啊，她当时的那些啊兄弟姐妹，一看发现她跟他们完全不一样了。
So when she grew up, she went back to China to see her siblings, and then she found out they are totally from different world.
其实我们基督徒被主得着与更新，可以成为神的儿女，与神的性情有份。我们想想，我们多么有福气啊！就像这个被认领的孩子，本来都没命了，可是可以有这样改变。
So she was such a blessed child being adopted by this white couple. But come to think of, aren't we Christian just like that? How blessed we are when we are being adopted by our heavenly Father.
因为这个缘故，我们岂能不珍惜而愿意更多的殷勤成长呢？
For this reason alone, can we not grow diligently, make more effort?
既然我们知道殷勤成长这么重要，那我们要怎么样来殷勤成长呢？
Now we know the reason and the importance of growing diligently.Now we want to ask how to grow.
好，接下来从第五节下半节开始，我们一起来攻读。
我 tell us.
好，预备，请。有了信心，要加上德性；有了德性，要加上知识；有知识，要加上节制；有了节制，又要加上忍耐；有了忍耐，要加上精进；有了精进。
Brotherly kindness.
德性，总有这几样。就必在认识我们主耶稣基督上不致闲懒不结果子的人，若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看近处的望子，他旧日的罪已经得洁净。好，简单来说，有三个方法来帮助我们能够殷勤的成长。
Three ways to grow diligently.
第一个是要累进的加增。
One is increase in measure.
他就一开始就说有了信心，然后又要加上德性，然后有了德性要加上知识，有了知识之后等一直开始加。
So keep saying add to your faith virtue, and to virtue the knowledge, and to knowledge so on so forth.
他第一开始就从信心开始，因为信心是一切属灵事物的入门先决条件。
So you notice that all started with faith, because faith is the door for all things follow.
所以信心要先有，才能够有关乎生命和进展的事。
So you gotta have faith, then you can have those other qualities.
但是信心之后呢？中文的翻译说又要加上。我刚才也讲过，原文没有这个几个字，是因为为了让读者能够更明白而加上去的。你看英文就看清楚一点。
So the Chinese wording is they say add to.But the original verse, or if you look at English version, it doesn't have the add to.
但这样的翻译其实并没有错。
Nothing wrong with this kind of translation.
因为这是累进，是加增成长而改变。
Because it's like a increasing measure.
但是这不断的累进加增的过程，可是它的本质呢是没有改变的。
But the fundamental principle is the same. It's not changed.
不是从 A 然后变成 B， 然后 B 再变成 C 变成最后变成 X， 不会这样子的。
It's not like you're jumping from one A to B and from B to C until you come to X Y Z. That's not how it works.
那虽然从信心是从虽然这一切是从信心开始入门，但是信心却是一切的基础。然后慢慢再累进加增上去。
So faith is the entrance to all these things follow, but faith is still the fundamental essence of all this change.
所以圣经说有从信心，然后就德行，然后呢从德行就知识，然后从知识就变节制，然后有节制就变忍耐。
So from faith with only with faith. A as a foundation, then you can have goodness, then you can have knowledge, then you can have self-control, you can have perseverance, then you can have godliness, you can have brotherly affection, then you have agape love.
那你看哦，这个过程当中会有一点改变哦，特别是最后一个，到最后一个是总共有八个，然后一直到最后一个是爱弟兄，第七个是爱弟兄的心，然后呢，接下来是爱众人的心。
So last
second 这是什么意思呢
？Brotherly kindness, and the last one is charity, agape love.
那爱弟兄的心的原文是。Philadelphia 啊，费城就是这个字啊，就是这个意思，就是弟兄之间哈，这个兄弟友谊、情谊一般的这个爱。然后呢，爱众人的心，其实原文是 agape， 啊，就是崇高神圣的爱。
So the word, the Greek word here for brotherly love is also is the phileo kind of love, which is like brotherly love. And then the last Greek word love is agape. That's theGodly kind of love.
那换一句话说，这乃是由真信心自然流露出外在的表现，而不是主意改变的。
So nothing changes. It only means that, you know, if with the true faith, it's only natural that you manifest all this externally. You should have this kind of external manifestation.
所以，当你有了信心之后呢，继续成长，继续加增。那就会开始就会有另外七个灵命成长的要素，包括德性、知识、节制、忍耐、情戒、敬虔、友谊之爱、神圣之爱。
So if you keep growing with your faith spiritually, by all means, you will acquire, in addition to goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, then to brotherly affection than to agape love.
所以简单的说，就是当我们因着信心得救之后，我们的生命就要慢慢的、慢慢的影响，渐渐的成长。我们不能够只停留在原地踏步，而这个受到影响、不断累进加增的这个行动本身，其实就是殷勤。
So once you're saved, you have the faith with you, you should continue to grow. You keep adding on all those qualities. So that this process actually we can use a term diligence.
好，第二个方法是充足的拥有。
So you need to possess all this sufficiently.
就是说你们要圣经告诉我们说你们要如果充充足足的有这几样。
You possess all those mentioned above with the qualities that we mentioned, that you not only to have them, but you also to have them abundantly.
虽然我们因信称义，从信心开始入门，但是这还不够，还需要加增七种成长的要素，总共八种。
Nowadays we are being saved by faith, but this is not enough.
而且圣经告诉我们
those other qualities.
说要充充足足的拥有，也就是什么叫充充足足，就是要增加有余。
So I mean we need to possess them sufficiently, abundantly. So what does it mean? That means you have to make actual effort. You have to make an increase.
请注意哈，这不是有了还要再有，这是要贪心。这是挑战。
It's not.Like we've been greedy, want more and more, but this is a challenge.
我们要挑战同时拥有这八个属灵生命成长的要素。
The challenge is to possess, to embrace all these eight elements at the same time.
包括信心、德性、知识、节制、忍耐、前进、友谊之爱、神圣之爱。
So you need to own all these eight things at the same time. You need to have faith.You need to have goodness, you need to have knowledge, you need to have self-control, perseverance, you need to have godliness, then you need to have a brotherly affection, and above all, you need to have agape kind of love.
从信心，我们个人单纯的信心，到能够拥有神圣那高超那样子的一个崇高之爱，这个过程 我们都要充充足足的拥有。
So when we climb from the initial faith to the mountain top, only this agape love, we need to have them all abundantly, sufficiently.
而不是说我们只要随便有一个就好了。
Not saying we just have one that's enough.
因为如果我们没有坚持这样的一个信念，要挑战，同时拥有这八个要素的话，我们没有办法成长。
If we don't challenge ourselves to possess, to embrace all eight of them, then we truly we have very little chance of growing.
也因为这份坚持，我们才不会在恩典的温床当中沉睡了，于是就闲懒了，不结果子了，这样的悲惨结果。
Then we won't easily fall asleep in the bed of God's grace, and we don't become docile or idle.
所以殷勤的反面就是闲懒嘛。
So the opposite of diligent is idleness.
啊，这就倘若我们感觉现在的灵命光景，曾经从火热爱主当中到现在闲懒，不结果子了，即使不是因为懒惰没有结果子，是因为我们不成长，我们没有办法结出果子。
If we sometimes feel that, how can we come to a stage, you know, from a frontline soldier for Christ to a kind of runaway soldier, then it doesn't mean you don't have the faith. It only means you're not growing.
其实真正的原因并不是说我们不爱主，所以我们不结果子。不是的，而是我们对自己这成长的八个要素，我们没有充充足足的拥有，可能只是象征性的点缀一下，沾到边的，但是这不是充足的拥有，难怪不能成长。
It doesn't mean that you don't love the Lord, but it's only because you have never possessed or embraced this eight elements sufficiently.
倘若你可以充足的拥有，那么你属灵生命的长进是明显可以被看见的。
If you own all these eight qualities sufficiently, they will be evident, they will be manifested.
那我们如何才能够拥有这八项属灵生命的成长要素呢？其实秘诀就是要殷勤。
So how can we own all eight of them? The secret is being diligent.
也就是我们要格外的努力付出，让它融入你的生命，成为你生活习惯的一部分。这样你灵命自然就会成长。
Put on actual efforts, so they become part of you. They become your daily life. That way you can grow.
做一个方法是要经常的检视。
And one way to make sure of that is to all do self-examination frequently.
你看消极的方面呢，我们要充充足足的拥有这些属灵的八大要素，这是积极的方面。但是消极的方面呢，我们要经常的自我检视。
So passively, we need to all possess these eight elements, but passively, negatively, we need to do self-examination frequently.
我记得曾经听过一个卖手表的广告，可能大家都还有印象，说
Remember their watch commercial?
不在乎天长地久，只在乎曾经拥有。
As kind of say something like What matters is the moment, it's not forever.
但我们想象，可能我们曾经拥有这八大要素，但是绝不是稍纵即逝。
So we may have the moment of owning all these eight elements.
可能因为我们自己大意，或是遭遇患难、撒旦诱惑的等等因素，我们就不能够持续保持好的信心、德性、知识、节制、忍耐、前进、友谊之爱、神圣之爱。
We somehow lost them. Trials through our own laziness or through whatever temptation, we seem to lose them.
圣经告诉我们说，假如我们失去了这几样，然后而不自知，就是瞎眼的，忘恩的。所以我们要经常的反省。
So the Bible tells us, if we lose them and without even realization, then we are like a blind. We're like nearsighted. We are blind.
如果我们没有操练自我检视的话，我们就很容易在安逸舒适的环境当中迷失自己，成为眼瞎的，或是只能看近处的、短视的。
So if we don't exercise this kind of self-examination often, then we become very nearsighted. We can only see what's in front of our own nose.
我们就不能够拥有一个眼光看更长远的、永恒中有限的啊这些蒙福的道路。我们只会看短暂的啊前面的这些受局限的这些事物。
We see things near, close, and limited. We cannot detect things are eternal. Things are more valuable.
那要怎么样检视呢？
How、
我们可以从在祷告当中求神圣灵光照我们，使我们心灵的眼睛能够看见并且觉醒。
So we can always pray for the Holy Spirit to guide us, so our spiritual eyes are open. We can see.
我们的罪好不容易因为耶稣基督为我们付上了代价，借着他的宝血已经洁净了，我们千万不要又轻易又陷入那个罪恶的泥沼当中。
You know, Jesus Christ paid a heavy price so our sins can be forgiven, so we can never revert back to old self and back to the sinful nature again.
这八样灵命成长的要素何等的重要，因此我们要时刻有一个这个警觉跟提醒。
How important to have all those eyes, so we have to keep our spiritual eyes, spiritual mind open.
当我们可以时刻的提醒警觉，其实这就是殷勤啊。
When we are always alert and always self-reminded, if we are owning, truly owning all those elements, this is another way of being diligent.
我们如果经常这样操练的时候，我们灵命自然而然就会有所成长。
So when we do this kind of exercise, for sure, our spiritual life will keep growing.
我们从知道殷勤成长的重要性原因，我们也知道方法。但是结果会怎么样呢？
How about the results?
我们一起来读第十节到第十一节。预备，请。所以你们要更大殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若得这样，就永不失脚，这样丰富进入。当我们能够殷勤成长，而且是更加殷勤之后，结果有三方面的保证与应许。
So、there will be three warranties or three promises once we can grow.
第一个是恩召和拣选坚定不移。
So make your calling election for sure.
按着时间的先后次序而言，是拣选，上帝拣选在先，恩召在后。
So time frames.Is the election first and calling after that?
但是按经验而言，是我们先体验神的恩召，然后才会领会神的拣选。
So, but experience speaking, we first encounter God's calling, then later we experience God's election.
那恩召跟拣选都是在乎神的恩典，而不是在乎人的行为。
Both of them are up to God's grace, it's nothing to do with our own behavior or actions.
但人得救的行为却印证了神的恩召和拣选的美意。
But after being called, our actions speak loudly about God's calling and election.
神应许我们蒙召和拣选。还能够坚定不移，就说明我们得救的确据是肯定的，是不能够被挪移的。
So when our election, the election and the calling are both assured, we know God's words truthfully. They can never change.
也就是说，不管环境如何，只要你信主之后，你的名字将永远不会被生命册上涂去的。请问你有这样把握吗？
No matter what the circumstances are, we know that your name shall never be removed from the book of life. Now, do you have that kind of assurance?
我记得二十多年前我要来美国的时候要去办签证，现在来也是一样都要办签证。
I remember 20 some years ago, I need to get the American visa to enter this country.
那我是办理学生签证先来这里读书。
I apply for a student visa first.
我前面排了好多人。
Long line ahead of me.
那一个人过去了，脸臭臭的，我知道他没过。
One person passed by with a down face. I know. And
我前面另外一个人。
No visa for him.
另外一个人不是脸臭，是眼睛哭的都眼泪了，又走了。
And not the one that's crying so hard, eyes are red, and no, okay, no visa for her.
那再一个人呢，这个问了好久啊，等了好久啊，最后也走了，很气就走了。
Another one guy, you know, stay a long time in the interview room, but still walk away with kind of anger.
啊，接下来换我了。
It's my turn.
我在那里抖抖抖。
I was kind of shaking there.
他就问我，你叫什么名字？
And the interview officer asked me, "What's your name?"
然后我就跟他讲，你们全家都去吗？
Oh, my name is this. And he asked, "The whole family going?"
那我就说是。然后准备我答了一大堆资料，什么证明啊，财务证明，还有什么一些出生证明，还有什么一大堆资料，我准备要再翻的时候，他说你通过了。
I have a thick fold of all the documents prepared, but to my surprise, and the officer says, "Okay, you pass."
我以为没有，我听错了，还是什么？
Huh?
然后他就说你去那一边，还跟我讲说你去那一边。
And he waved me over and said, "Go to that side."
哎呦，我在想说怎么都还没有预备好就预备好要被骂，或者还没有要准备好要哭，还是怎么就通过了，真是太幸运了
啊。I was kind of ready to be, you know, put into tears, put into anger, but to my surprise, I was waved to the other side. I passed.
Yeah, 那我想我们被拣选，有时候觉得说自己是太幸运了。
Sometimes when we've been elected like that, we feel, oh, we, how fortunate we are.
但是其实神拣选我们不是靠我们运气耶。
But come to think of God's election, it's not because...
是根据神认识你。
It's based on God's knowledge of you.
是根据他的爱，他知道你会拣选他，他知道你会选择相信他。
He knows that you would choose to believe.
用他的预知来拣选你。
So he knows by you being predestined, he knows that you will respond to him.
你想看看，当这个口试官这个 interview 的官说你过去，你通过，你过去去等去那里拿资料，我会怀疑吗？我站在那里，前面几个啊，他们都哭着走啊，什么？他问了一大堆问题，你怎么不问我？我会在那里跟他闹吗？我就去了嘛。
Do you think I doubt the real visa would materialize? Of course, I don't doubt. Even though without anything concrete yet, but I know I will get a visa.
神的应许就是这样子，我不需要怀疑。
God's promise is like that.
你想想看，我们蒙神的恩典还有选举，比法官的恩典拣选还好上千万倍啊！
The calling election of God is 10,000 better, more precious than the.Calling or election of those any interviewing officers.
也许那个面试官看到我可能长得帅，还是可能长得比较面善啊，对我比较有的看前面，愿意给我，可能是他特别对我恩宠。
Whatever you say. So maybe the interviewer like my face, you know, for whatever reason, he just like my face.
但上帝不是这样子的。
But that's not how God acts.
我相信我们今天能够来这里的每一位都不是偶然的。
I believe for you being here today, not by chance.
人是看外貌，神是看内心的。
Men look at the outside, but men look at the inside.
我们要珍惜神对我们的恩召和拣选。
So we need to treasure God's calling, God's election.
第二个结果是神的保证是所行的道路将永不失脚。
Another promise is that you shall not fall.
说你若行这几样，光行这八样就够了吗？
So it says, if you do these things, you shall never fall.
其实这是更加殷勤的表现，就说你当你为此付上代价，你就必带出一个祝福的结果。
So this means, you know, when you put out more efforts, more diligence, then for sure you will get.
这就是就会有永不失脚的保证。
Another warranty, another promise you have is you will never fall.
你不要以为永不失脚就好像修成正果，已经可以刀枪不入，连走路都不会跌倒了。
So they hear it doesn't mean that you will never fail. You will never do something foolish.
失脚乃是指失败、软弱、跌倒、犯罪。
Fall here means you are.Failure, weakness, stumble, sin, etc.
但是永不施甲并不是永不犯罪的意思啊。
You never fall does not mean you never sin, you never become weak, you never stumble.
乃是指你永不会迷失方向或是脱离正轨。
It means you will never lose your direction, you never miss the mark, you stay on the right path.
不至于在信心的道路上失足或是一阵不绝。
So you will not stumble on the track of faith.So much that you were not able to get up again.
也许你会软弱，也许你会跌倒，但是你将永不失脚，因为神会一直保守我们，引领我们每一天的道路，使我们的脚步不会迷失。
So you may fall, you may stumble at the moment of weakness, but you will never lose track. God is always with you.
最后一个结果是丰富进入神永远的国。
Last one is you shall enter into the everlasting kingdom.
基督徒在进入神国的过程当中，如果生命在性情上殷勤的装备自己，神也必加给我们丰富的奖赏。
So if we exercise diligent while on earth, when we enter into the kingdom of God, we will be rewarded abundantly as well.
要知道，在地上任何的伟大成就。任何我们所获得的光荣和奖赏都不足以将来得胜者在天上那丰丰富富的奖赏相比拟的。
So any great accomplishment, any great reward you achieve on this earth, it can never be compared to the rewards when you get to the kingdom of God.
我们想看看，是我们希望得以荣耀的丰丰富富的进入永远的国。还是仅仅得救、啊、
so,
就好了。
So you choose whether you want to be merely and gaining the entrance of kingdom, or you want to enter in and also be greatly rewarded.
也许我们看到很多基督徒，我们常常会说，为什么他们生命都不一样？有些也是信耶稣，可是他怎么没有这么样的丰盛的生命、神的性情呢？那这些人将来都上天堂吗？
One is you wonder, is this a real Christian? And then when you see, oh, this is what I mean by as a Christian. So, do those two have the same reward when they get to heaven?
Yes, 是的，是现在，只是他们所建造都一把火都烧掉了，因为草木和解都烧掉了，仅仅能够得救。
Some of them may be scarily saved.
可是得救不等于得胜，更不等于得赏。
Having a victorious Christian life.
我们自己是可以决定的，完全是在乎我们自己更加殷勤的本分，而不是神拣选的责任哦。
It's up to us to have an abundantly rewarded life or not. It's not God's election.
因此，我们要殷勤的努力，因为将来我们所得的丰富，乃是决定于你今日所付出殷勤成长的代价。
Practice, and so we can gain not only the entrance, but be rewarded abundantly.
在今天，你为主所付出的、所舍弃的越多，在天上你所累积的赏赐也越丰富。
The more you give away on this world, the more you gain in heaven.
当我们能够殷勤，我们的灵命自然就能够成长。
Can be diligent, our spiritual life will eventually grow.
因此，我们要需要经常在主面前来反省。自从我们信主以来，你的灵命是越来越火热，还是越来越冷淡？是越来越殷勤，还是越来越闲懒
？So you need to self-examine yourself. After become a Christian, are you being more devoted, more enthusiastic toward the Lord? Are you being aloof from God, being lukewarm?
倘若你是属于前者，那感谢主，因为你已经在成长的过程当中了。
So if you are the former, we thank God for you are on the path of growth.
倘若你是属于后者，你也不要失望，求神怜悯，你赶紧加油，让自己火热殷勤起来，趁着我们还有机会以前。
Don't be disappointed. Just quicken the steps. So put on more extra effort.
特别，我相信我们每一位。 弟兄姐妹都希望我们教会能够复兴成长。
I know every one of you wish that our church can grow.
我们也用了很多的方法，我们也试了很多的策略。
We have tried many different things.
但是我告诉你，其实不要以为我们拥有能干的牧师或是一群优秀的同工，教会就复兴了。我们需要每一个弟兄姐妹都能够殷勤成长，教会自然就会复兴。我们需要的是什么？我们需要是我们彼此来激励，互相打气加油。我们要鞭策自己，要殷勤成长，用这样来回应上帝又极大又宝贵的恩典。你们说好不好？让我们一起来回应，用这首歌《我们也爱主更深》来回应。
Okay.